Welcome to another episode on Word for Today. This is for everyone who wants to become a better version of themselves. We are grateful for listeners like you. So let's get right into it. Hi friends, this is Word for Today, Fumilayo Adepoju speaking, and thank you for joining me again in this episode. Okay, a couple of weeks ago, I started a series on the subject of gratitude, and I already shared about the types of gratitude and how to make gratitude your lifestyle through journaling. I hope you have started journaling your gratitude on a daily basis to make it a habit. And of course, I talked about the habit of ungrateful people. And you know, one of the ones that stood out for me was the fact that ungrateful people, they feel entitled. I'd like to take it up from there in this episode. So continuing on the habit of ungrateful people, number 7, we have the fact that ungrateful people don't have time for you unless they need something. You know, we have a lot of people in our world today, they don't know how to contribute positively to relationships. All they are after in any relationship in their life is to always receive and receive and receive. They don't seem to exist in their world if they don't have any issue, if everything is going on well for them. But the moment they have an issue or they need help, then they remember to contact you. I like to say this, don't be the kind of person that only contacts or, you know, reach out to friends and family or anybody in your life when you need help alone. Connect genuinely with people. Seek to contribute positively to every relationship in your life. Don't be a taker, be a contributor in that relationship. And by doing so, you are building positive relationships with others. Number 8, ungrateful people suffer from continuous deficiency syndrome. You know, these people are always in need. They are ever needy. You know, of course, as humans, we know that I want to be this, I want to be that, I need this, I need that. But most ungrateful people, they so much focus on what they could not get that they forget the big things in their lives. That is an attitude of ingratitude. Number 9, they attract other ungrateful people. You know, grateful people cannot stand the presence of ungrateful people. So the people in their social circle are ungrateful people. You know, this leads to a bubble of toxic, ungrateful behavior where they further reinforce their negative beliefs. You know, the law of attraction actually brings these people together because the truth is, you attract who you are. And if you surround yourself with people who complain about everything and anything, be careful, because you will soon start complaining too. Then it becomes difficult to be grateful. Number 10, they don't live in the moment. You know, an ungrateful person does not live in the moment. They live in the yesterday because they always complain about what happened to them in the past and worrying about what may happen to them in the future. Even when they have no reason to be in a bad mood, they can't sit back, clear their mind, and enjoy the present moment for what it is. Number 11, they let everything get to them. You know, little things get to irritate an ungrateful person. It doesn't matter what it is, maybe it's a bad weather or extra tax at work or the fact that the store ran out of their favorite drink, an ungrateful person will always take every opportunity to make themselves feel negative, annoyed, irritated, frustrated, and down. You know, they use every disappointment as an excuse to be upset for the rest of the day. The truth is, ungrateful people, they lack emotional intelligence. You know, the brain is wired for negativity, and it is scientifically proven that the brain responds to negative stimuli. It scans the environment for negativity because it's security conscious. That is how it is wired. But you know, it is possible, however, to rewire the brain promoting positive thinking and gratitude rather than anxiety and worry. We have to help our brain to find positivity in everything. I'd like you to think of the brain as a Google search engine. It browses whatever you input into it. Conclusion, I'd like to challenge you.
take this habit of ungrateful people and turn them around. Be intentional about gratitude from today. Stay connected to God. Remind yourself of His blessings. Continue to hope and live in the present while having plans for the future. Don't trust your feelings and your worries more than you trust God. And let your heart be rest assured because God has a good plan and purpose for your life. I'd like you to share with us in the comment section, what are your biggest takeaway from this episode? Till I see you again, keep winning and God bless you.
I'll see you at the next episode. Keep winning and have an amazing day.